Yeah, the president and CEO of the Diamondbacks, Derek Hall, joins us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm Derek. Doing okay. I'm in the nation's capital for Make-A-Wish America board meeting. Nice. So it's ironic. We're staying at the Watergate Hotel. Wow. Which, during an election year like this, it just seems strange to be here. But
don't illegally tape anybody, Derek.
No recordings here, Ben.
No recordings. Yeah, right, exactly.
We would like to wish our sincere congratulations to the Diamondbacks organization for reaching the one-day mark of not having to put anybody on the injured list. That's pretty
goodness.
Cool.
Yeah, well, and it's an off day, which is good, although yesterday felt like an off day, too, the way we played. But you're right. I mean, it's, you know, you look at the injured list, and, you know, when you have 10 or 11 players and really significant players, mm-hmm. when you look and you now have Kelly and you've had Thomas and Perdomo and Sewald and Rodriguez, and it just keeps going. But I guess, Vince, it's good to get these out of the way early part of the season, yet, you know, here we are almost May, and we've got to get our team back in order.
There's so much talk about pitcher injuries, especially the Diamondbacks have, I believe, 8 pitchers on the injured list right now, varying lengths on those injury reports. And there's all these theories on what's going on. I'd love to know at the higher levels of baseball what you and your colleagues around the sport think about this. Is it an increase? Do the numbers bear that out? Is it just coincidence? I mean, what is being talked about on the front of injuries to pitchers?
Well, there's a lot of talk for sure, and we're trying to figure out what it is. I don't think, like you and I talked about before, I don't think it's the pitch clock. You know, I think now we're so focused on velocity. That's the theory that I see more and more of. Young kids are just trying to get their velo up, and they're going in the off season, and they're going to places where you're just working on getting that velocity up, and it's about throwing every pitch hard. Even the off-speed pitches are much firmer than they were in the past. So maybe that has something to do with it. You know, there's theories about the weighted ball. We're just not sure, but obviously we're going to try and get to the bottom of it and keep these guys healthy, but it is more and more. Maybe it's coincidence because we are seeing so many the last year or two, but I do think something has to do with the velocity, and everybody's focused on what the miles per hour are.
All right, as somebody who was absolutely riveted by Merrill Kelly in last year's postseason, I am gutted by the news about his shoulder. What are your thoughts about this? Is there a glimmer of hope that this is going to be short term? And if not, how do you guys survive a potential loss like that?
Yeah, it's tough to overcome, Ben, but I do have a glimmer of hope, and I think I think he's going to be okay. I mean, he knows his body, he knows his arm and his shoulder, and if you felt something that didn't feel quite right, he shut it down. Now, the problem is anytime you shut down throwing, which is what Torrey alluded to yesterday and the day before, you know, if you close down your throwing, now you've got to ramp it back up. So it sets back the time necessary to get back on the field and back on the mound. You know, when you just completely shut down, now you've got to slowly get back, and you got to get your pitch count back up, and you got to throw on flat ground, and then you got to face live batting, mm-hmm. and then you got to go rehab start. So it does take time. I mean, look at Eduardo right now. You know, we're still waiting on Rodriguez, and we're looking at maybe the end of May, maybe beginning of June, a very similar situation because he had to stop throwing. So that's an issue. But just think where we would be if we hadn't gone out and gotten Montgomery.
Agreed.
And, you know, even yesterday, like you guys talked about earlier, he really is a throwback pitcher. I mean, this guy is, you know, he's a pro, right? And there were innings where it looked he was under. He found a way to get out of it, and he ends up going 7 innings, and I think he threw just, you know, 87 pitches. So it's good that we do have the depth, and we've created that depth, and knowing that Ryan Nelson is there, and look at what, you know, Tommy Henry did the other night, and looked like he was going to have a rough night in the first inning, and he just completely shut him down after that. So having the depth is a luxury, and I am happy about that. But the sooner we could get those guys back, Dick, I mean, you look at what we were trying to create with a rotation that would have been and should be, you know, Gallen and Montgomery and Kelly and Rodriguez and Pott. You could put that up against any rotation in baseball and say it might be the best.
Derek Hall, president and CEO of the Diamondbacks, our guest every Thursday here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. There's been a lot of early season discussion, as you know, Derek, about Corbin Carroll's second year struggles. And look, the numbers don't jump off the page to you. It has been a struggle, but, you know, Torrey's talked about it too. He can feel Corbin Carroll pressing right now. I'm wondering what the organizational discussions about Corbin Carroll are. Where is the confidence level, or, you know, on the other side of that, where is the concern level about Corbin right now?
Yep. Great question, Vinny. And I think, concern is not that high. I mean, obviously, we're not used to seeing these numbers. And I do think he's put a lot of pressure on himself. And I also think he never stopped. I mean, he went very long season, and he was very busy in the off season, and he was working out each and every day. You know, again, we're joking about today being an off day, but I do think it's a good time for it. And Torrey, I agree with him, what he said yesterday after the game. They're tired. And, you know, they just played 13 straight games and 19 out of 20. And when you look at this road trip, and it's not just Corbin, it's all of them. They, you know, you can see them dragging at times, but having to go, it's an odd schedule. But having to go from home to go up to San Francisco and play four, then you go over to St. Louis, then you go back to Seattle, then come back home. And by the way, it doesn't get any easier. I mean, you look at the next 15 games and we're playing, I keep looking at it, but we've got the Dodgers coming in, we got the Padres coming in, then you go to Cincinnati, you go to Baltimore, and then you come back to Cincinnati again. It just doesn't get any easier. But I think a lot of the guys are pressing. And when you do have certain members of your team on the IL, like Thomas and Perdomo, and you're trying to pick up for them, you're trying to do too much and carry the team. But I'm not, I don't worry about someone like Corbin. And the internal talk that you asked about is we're really not worried about him because he is such a player and he's such a talent. He's going to turn it around. We know that. But he just needs to take a little pressure off himself. Giving him a night off the other night was a good thing. Moving him around the order, whatever it takes. But we're going to see the old Corbin back there soon. We know that.
I hope you're right. Lastly, your nucleus of young players, they're very serious. They're walk by the hotel bar, grab a couple of bottles of water, and go up to study on their laptops kind of team. What would explain, or what are some of the theories why you guys are so good offensively early in games and then sort of get off the gas pedal a little bit?
Yeah, you guys talking about it the other day, and you might be right. I mean, Vic, you and Vinny were talking about perhaps we're too focused on the starting pitcher and break down, and I don't know, but we have to become more consistent and not just, you know, tacking on all those runs in one inning or two innings. And the other thing is just, you know, it's got to be more than just every other day or every 2 days. And it just seems like you score 14 like we did two nights. You come out and you score one the next day. This is a good ball club. It's a very good team, and they do have the ability to tack on runs. We just have to be a lot more consistent. I think sometimes a little bit right away and put off the gas a little bit. We can't do that. We've got to keep going for the throat. And I think when we have all our reinforcements back and we've got our lineup going each and every day, a lot of that, Vic, is changing the lineup, looking at matchups because you have so many guys from minors expect to be here on the run. Now, when we get our guys back and you have more of a consistent lineup, you're going to see more consistent play. I really do believe that. And especially when you look at our bullpen, the roles, that's going to help as well. But from an offensive standpoint, I don't really worry about the team. I just want to see more consistency, that's for sure.
Yeah. Derek, thanks so much for the time and the insight. As always, we'll talk to you next week.